will call to order the conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission for October 5th, 2018. Good morning, all. I'm going to start by going through the roll call, then I have a couple of comments. Starting on the roll call, Brad Smith, our chair, will not be on the call today. We have on board Commissioner Kehoe. Commissioner Graybill, are you on here yet? Commissioner Holzmiller, yes?
Yes.
Commissioner Thorburn, yes. Commissioner Baker, not
here.
Yet.
Here.
Oh, Commissioner
here.
Baker, is that you?
Yep.
Good morning. Thank you. And Commissioner McIsaac.
Present.
And I'm also on the call, so we have a quorum. Thank you. Director or staff, can you let us know who's on the call at the NRB or other regional offices?
Sure. I'll just have folks go around. This is Kelly Susewind.
Jeff Davis, Habitat Program.
Teresa Scott, Habitat Program.
Randy Thurston, Habitat Program.
Habitat Program.
Michelle Culver, Fish Program.
Thank you, staff, for joining us. I'd like to remind the commissioners and others that are on cell phones that when you're not speaking, please put it on mute so that we can get our business done in an appropriate way here. Let's see. I'm sorry, I got to tell you, my laptop had nuclear meltdown during the night, so I'm working off of my cell phone, so I might not... Well, I'm not very efficient anyway, so I might be a little slower today. Item A, recreational halibut catch record card. This is a public hearing and decision. Staff, take it away, please.
Yes, thank you. This is Michelle Culver with the Fish Program. I presented a briefing on this item at your September 14th meeting. You should have an updated summary sheet and the proposed rule language of the CR 102 in front of you. We are proposing changes to WACs 220, 220, 020, 220, 220, 200, 220, 310, 010, 220, 310, 020. And these changes are a combination of implementation of the 4-fish annual bag limit for halibut, catch record card changes that set a separate catch record card for halibut with the authority to charge a fee up to $5 and sets the fee at $5. And this is per the passage of Senate Bill 6127 earlier this spring. And then a few housekeeping type edits that correct what we have in place relative to recreational fishing licenses and catch record card requirements. We did have a public process. We had public testimony offered at your September meeting, and we kept the public comment period open until today. And the only public comment that we have received was from Mr. Dave Kroonquist. He also presented his comments to the commission at the September meeting. We have not received any other public comments. So the staff recommendation is for the commission to adopt the proposed rule changes to the WACs that I referenced as presented by staff.
And Larry, I would like to say that we don't have anyone signed up today to provide public comments.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy. Hearing that, Michelle, thank you. Do we have a motion?
Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I move that the commission adopt the proposed rule changes to WACs 220-220-020. 220-220-200, 220-310-010, and 220-310-020 as described in the attached CR 102 and presented by staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Graybill, I'll second it.
Good morning, Commissioner Graybill. Commissioner Graybill seconds the motion. Any further discussion by any commissioner?
This is Commissioner Kehoe.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Thank you. I will be voting in favor of the motion, but I just wanted to make a point. There was some testimony at the September meeting concerning public testimony, that is, concerning questions regarding the catch accounting for the charter boat fleet, and I believe Commissioner Holtzmiller followed up on some of that. Subsequent to that meeting and the testimony, I did receive some information pertaining to the catch accounting for the charter boat fleet, and it's from the WFW Ocean Sampling Program for 2015 and 2017. The data shows that the coverage and the catch accounting for all of the ports where charter boat fleets operate is very high. So just wanted to point that out just for the record that there is a very close monitoring in real time of the ocean charter boat halibut catches. So just wanted to make that point for the record. Thank you.
Thank you,
Commissioner Kehoe. Any further discussion on this item?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Again, speaking in favor of the motion and expressing some thanks to the staff for working through all this. You know, getting good catch accounting on all the fish that are caught is extremely important, and I think this is a real advancement for the catch accounting for the private angler fleet. It's consistent with Senate Bill 6127, and as Commissioner Kehoe mentioned, I think we've got real strong coverage for the charter fleet on the coast. So this is a real good step forward, and I think it's a really good deal. I'm in favor of it completely.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor of a motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Good work.